It's no surprise that school feeding schemes are suffering in the economic conditions we're going through at the moment. But it's pertinent to be reminded of that because there's so much happening in our daily lives that a lot of stuff, which is really important and which should get much greater coverage, is kind of, oh, well, you know, doesn't affect me. I don't have a child who needs feeding on a school feeding scheme or whatever the case may be. You know, these things just, they're not brushed under the carpet. They're just not covered. And Leila Duggan, a writer with Daily Maverick, addresses this issue in a story on the website today. There are over 9 million children that rely on school feeding schemes, and a significant majority of those 9 million get their best nutrition of the day, and for many of them, their only nutrition of the day at school. So if those school feeding systems are starting to falter and reverse, well, the implications are obvious. Leila Duggan, good afternoon.
Hi.
I mean, what's the issue here? Is it that the funding has stayed the same and the cost of goods has gone up, so the quality of nutrition per meal has gone down, or fewer people are being able to be fed? What's the core issue?
So there are compounding issues. So the one issue is rising food prices due to the drought. And the other issue is our economic system. So with being downgraded to junk status, being in a technical recession, it means that there aren't as many donors, for instance, who are providing money to funds such as the Peninsula School Feeding Association that feeds kids who are not fed by the National School Nutrition Program. As far as I understand, government has placed a fair amount of money into the most needy schools in the country, but there are a lot of children in other needy schools who are not being fed and who rely on associations like the Peninsula School Feeding Association to get their daily meal.
What's your sense, having done the research for this article, of how effective those government-run school feeding programs are? Because over the years, I've read quite a few stories questioning some of the economics of it and suggesting that there is some sidelining and stuff going on. But what's your sense that if government identifies a school as in need of this kind of nutritional assistance, that is generally delivered quite competently or not?
You know, in terms of the associations and the organizations that I've spoken to, like Equal Education and the Peninsula School Feeding Association, the overall remarks are that the National School Nutrition Program is actually a really good program.
Yeah.
Where it falls short is when it comes to actually ranking and rating the schools in terms of the neediness of the children. So how it works is that they are the most needy schools, and that's quintile 1, 2, and 3 schools. And then there are the least needy schools. Now, this doesn't mean that there aren't needy kids in those schools. It's just how the department actually ranks them. So the children in quintile 1, 2, and 3, all of their children are fed. So 100% of those children are fed. In quintile 4 and 5 schools, there are only a portion of those children are actually fed. And so a lot of children in the quintile 4 and 5 schools slip through the cracks. And one of the schools that I went to in Kensington, just outside of Cape Town, the school, the coordinator, the feeding coordinator said, you know, even though parents are supposed to pay school fees, they don't pay school fees. And so they, for instance, will pay for their kids' transport to school, but they won't actually pay the school their fees, which means that the school suffers at the end of the day because they're not getting those funds. But this also speaks to the kind of environments that the kids come from, where you can pay for your kid to get to school, but you can't actually pay the fees. You know, there's very little emphasis on the kinds of environments that those kids come from.
So those children are generally looked after then by organisations like the Peninsula School Feeding System? Is there no government program to identify needy children, hungry children, nutritionally deprived children in the quintile 4 and 5 schools?
So the National School Nutrition Program does feed some children in the quintile 4 and 5 schools, but not all of them. So the Peninsula School Feeding Association evicts in a way and really feed the children who are slipping through the cracks. And it's really the teachers who a lot of the time identify these kids and will go, ooh, you know, we have 15 children in our class who actually need to be fed out of the 40. And in that way, they're able to do the research, and schools then approach them and say, hi, you know, there's this percentage of kids who actually need feeding. Or as we saw last week in Tilbach, for instance, this issue really came to light where it was a quintile 5 school, and the children had initially been in quintile 1, 2, and 3 schools. So a new quintile 5 school was built, but none of the children in that school were being fed. And so parents then protested at the school. The Peninsula School Feeding Association has now kind of, you know, come to the fore and said, okay, we'll feed the needy children in that school. So there is a little bit of an issue with a quintile system at the moment, and kids are slipping through the cracks. And because of rising food prices and because of the impact of the recession and junk status, we'll probably see less money coming into the most needy households, empty cupboards, and therefore more children relying on not only the National School Nutrition Program, but also associations like the Peninsula School Feeding Association.
Leila Duggan, it's a grim picture you've painted, but thanks very much for talking to us. Leila is a writer with the Daily Maverick.